All right, 821 at WFMD. Finally have time to unpack this, and I talked about it earlier in the show, but for those of you just checking us out, thank you for making us part of your startup, your Thursday, and I hope that you are feeling great. Certainly any day above ground is a great day, right? All right, so yesterday, a community meeting held at the Elks Lodge, and just for context, the Elks Lodge is a pretty much a stone's throw away from where the shooting took place a couple of weeks ago. I believe the shooting date was March 19th, if I'm not mistaken. That would have been a Saturday. Actually, the Saturday was the 18th. So the shooting happened on the 18th on All Saints Street, right after pretty much a fatal stabbing. So they were like several hours apart. The fatal stabbing happened at about 1:30 in the morning. And the shooting happened at about, 4:30 in the afternoon. Not sure if they were connected. But yesterday, a community forum happened, took about an hour long. And representing the Frederick City Police Department, multiple officers and commanders, including Police Chief Jason Lando, Frederick City Mayor Michael O'Connor was also there. And Frederick County Council Member Cavante Duckett was also there. He's 28 years old. Many of you maybe don't know Duckett. He was the and is the first Black county council member ever elected in Frederick City. And he's been very outspoken in the past about his views about defunding police. He called Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins a racist in 2020 after the George Floyd riots erupted all over the country. We had our version of the riots, which was militant people screaming about defunding the police, even though they knew little to nothing about the incident in Minnesota that kind of spurred all this stuff. And what those protests did, they had a major impact on law enforcement. That spurred reform across the state, which made the accountability boards, which we see now police officers leaving the state because, quite honestly, a lot of police officers in the state of Maryland feel that lawmakers don't have their backs anymore because of some of the restrictions and because of the repeal of the Maryland Police Officer Bill of Rights, which was important for due process. So Duckett is one of those guys. He's a young Democrat. He talks in ways that are, to me, sometimes reckless in the way of policy. Policy, good policy is not to defund police. Good policy is to refund police and bring extra resources to police departments. So the Frederick City Police Department is authorized for 150 officers. I don't know how many they have active right now. We're not privy to that information. But I can tell you that the incidents on March 18th, the stabbing and the shooting, they probably, given the number of officers that are on patrol at any time, they probably kind of stretched the agency's resources thin with the incidents in that close to time proximity with the stabbing and the shooting. So last night, Duckett was talking about, resources and asking people to get involved. And then he said this.
I have been able to see. And so I'm going to use my leverage to make sure that folks in my community can walk right beside me as I journey on these next 4 years in elected office. Now, what I need from you all is there are, we talk about the city police, but I'm a county elected official. And so we have a sheriff's office, which covers the county division of fire and rescue and all these other divisions. And we as well are in our budget season. The county executive will be releasing her budget on April the 15th, April the 14th, somewhere around that bandwidth. But I encourage you all to reach out to the county council, look at the budget. There are things there that you think that we can move money around or spend it another way to alleviate some of the problems that happen in this county. Please, please, please reach out. Come to our public forums. And if there's anything that is going on in your neighborhoods, do not hesitate. And like I said, while I may not...
Wait a minute. So, talk about burying the lead. So he's talking about the budget being released on April 15th, and he quickly says that if the money could probably be better spent elsewhere, right? No, that's defunding the police. That's how we got in this mess in the first place. defunding police, taking away resources from law enforcement is the failed ideology of the Democrat Party. That's why when you see cities across the country, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Chicago, L.A., Atlanta, Detroit, I mean, Philadelphia, pick any Democrat-led city, and you can see a dramatic increase in crime. And because of that, or what was brought on by that, was defunding police. So it doesn't make sense to me. They're at a forum talking about an increase in crime and disturbing incidents, and he's calling for defunding police. I don't understand where we're going with this. You can't have it either way. You can't reallocate resources to social service programs and expect crime to go down. Social workers are not police officers. I want to say that again for people in the back. Social service workers are not police officers. This isn't going to work. You can't take away money from police departments and expect them to fire on all cylinders because you want to carry out a political agenda. You either want Frederick County to be a safe place or you want it to be a dangerous place. But I guarantee you this, continue to take money away from the police department, continue to play around with their budgets, and you will see an increase in crime. And then we're going to have more forums on this. And then we're just going to be talking in circles because you're not equipping your local police departments with the proper resources to fight the drug trafficking, to fight the MS-13s, to fight gun violence. And another thing that Duckett said that really kind of raised concerns for me is that, you know, black people aren't being targeted by police. And I think he insinuated that in the forum. They're not. I know a lot of black families that have moved out of the inner city into Frederick for a better life. This is a community that you can live a better life and escape the horrors of the inner city. But not if you continue to take resources away from police. Don't politicize police. Don't politicize law enforcement. It doesn't work. It's not going to work. It's not working. Let the police do their job and get out of the way. 829. All right, 852 at WFMD. Good friend of the show, good friend to all of us, Mike Banks. Loves America, but he's fired up this morning.
Yeah, I was fired up, Ryan. I was listening to you on the car ride in, and I just want to say, you know, I'm going to give my opinion, which I don't do a lot. And Ryan, you know, gives his opinion, gets paid to give his opinion. And, you know, we share a lot of the same views. Listen, I grew up in New York, okay? I grew up in a neighborhood that was a rough neighborhood. And that's what I'll say about it. But I'll tell you what, if you were doing something you weren't supposed to do and the cops pulled up, you froze. You did not confront the police. You did exactly what they told you to do. And I want to look around at a lot of these instances that Ryan's talking about this morning. It's clear that people are not listening to police when they're given commands. You get pulled over. I'll tell you what I do when I pull over. I have a good friend who's an officer in New York. I take the keys out of the ignition and I either put them on the dashboard or I put them up on the roof of my car if my window's open. And that's a signal to the cops. I am not a danger to you. Right. And I put my hands up where they can see them up on the steering wheel. They're not going to rip me out of the car. Now, okay, I'm an old white guy. They're not going to rip me out of the car. But if I'm doing what I'm told every time I'm pulled over or every time an officer gives me a command, then I'm not going to exacerbate an incident.
Right.
And if you look, when I saw the video of the guy that just got shot by police who came out of a closet with a knife coming at a cop?
Frederick City Police you're talking
about.
Yeah,
Frederick City Police. That was totally justified. I would have shot that guy too.
Absolutely. And he did want to kill the officers in the apartment. And to Kevontae Duckett's comments about defunding police, I don't care how the Democrats want to package it, either reallocation, shift the funds. That's a code word for defunding. I'd like to invite Kevontae Duckett on this show to clarify his comments, because we'd love to understand what the thought process is, given the fact that crime is on the increase in every major city in the United States, including Frederick. Why the heck would you want to, at this critical juncture, take resources away from the very people, the only people that can protect your community?
Yeah, 100%. And shouldn't there be an initiative to talk to the community and say, hey, make sure you work with the police department. We all know criminals are not going to pay attention. They're not going to listen. But quite honestly, those probably are the people that are getting themselves in trouble, that are getting shot, that are getting into situations that get out of control. You know, again, I have a friend in New York who is an officer. He wears glasses on a routine pullover, and somebody didn't want to get, you know, interviewed or whatever by him. And they came after him, and they wrestled him. And his glasses came off, and somebody was going after his gun. I mean, again, he retired from the police force because the police didn't have his back.
Right.
We don't want to see that here.
No,
so many of these incidents, take a look, please, every time the reports come out. You got to read between the lines because, unfortunately, as a media does not do a great job of pointing that out. Nobody's talking about those quiet parts.
Right.
Resisting arrest is never okay.
And I think the part that most perplexes me is, you know, numbers, you know, facts are stubborn things, right? So we look at the crime rate and we look at who's committing a majority of the crime, especially in inner cities, and we overwhelmingly see young black men committing these mass atrocities against their communities. And I ask myself why, and there's a multitude of reasons why. The biggest reason, I think, the elephant in the room that nobody talks about, single parent families. If a father is absent, a young man growing up in a vulnerable position in an inner city where he's influenced by any number of things, including fast money, is more likely to commit those types of acts, which pad the numbers. And we know who does a lot of the killings in these inner cities. It's black on black crime, which they have yet to acknowledge.
That's a much deeper problem, and I agree. And again, I grew up in a single family. I was raised by my mom in a bad neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know what? Thank God I did all right. So, yes, you're right. That is a problem that people don't want to talk about, that part either. But again, I law enforcement is getting such a bad rap. You know, it's just really sad how that part never gets reported.
You know, we back the blue, and I do invite Kevontae Duckett in for a dialogue conversation about the real issues. And I think the real issues in Frederick, we have to adjust to the changing environment and the fact that, you know, it shouldn't be a shameful thing to admit that crime is up because everybody is dealing with it. Frederick is just a microcosm of what society is dealing with. But again, you know, I want to reiterate my position is that it's not to defund police. Nothing is accomplished. We're actually taking steps back by taking away resources and demoralizing police departments.
That's exactly right. We should be giving police more tools. We should be giving the sheriff's office more tools, Lando and the police department more tools. We should be giving them more support, not making it more difficult for them to do their job and recruit mm-hmm. and retain. I don't know that. I always wanted to be an officer. I regret that I never joined the military
right.
as a young man. But I don't know that I would now. You know, right. based on the way that it's going.
It's a hard sell. It takes a very special man or woman to commit to that job and to serve their community. It's fulfilling, and we see it every day when we deal with the hometown heroes in our daily interactions with law enforcement, Mike.
Yep.
But again, we're going to stand behind our local law enforcement. We're going to speak the truth. And again, Kevontae Duckett, come on the show. Please, let's talk about this. Let's have a honest dialogue about what's going on in the city so we could get to the solution and stop dancing around the problem. Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy.
It is the Morning News Express. Glenn Beck is next. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Connoisseur Media.